last week, my best friend came up to visit for the weekend. And somewhere between the sushi and the sweet tea, he informed me that he'd been talking to somebody online and was thinking about hooking up with them for the first time that night. They had exchanged pictures and had only been chatting for a couple of weeks. Now, besides the fact that I really wasn't in the mood to be sharing my visiting friend, I was a little apprehensive about him hooking up with somebody only after a few online chats, and it was already going on midnight. But he was a big boy, and what's the worst thing that could happen, right? Well, they decided to meet in a parking lot and talk and take it from there. Now, it wasn't until about 8 o'clock in the morning when I realized that I forgot to ask the important questions like, what's your friend's name? What's the phone number? And if you don't come back, what story do I tell your mom? Before worry could set in, my friend appeared at the door with that look on his face. You know, that look. The one that says, why did I do that? It appears that his new friend wasn't exactly honest about a few things, like height, weight, age, you know, the things that you ask about first. So if someone lies about the obvious things, what are the chances that you'll get the truth about other issues like beliefs, marital status, sexual preference, and history? Now, my friend wasn't really upset, just disappointed. The truth of the matter is he couldn't get too upset because he lied too. He gave a fake name, created a new career, and keep in mind he's my best friend, so he's the good guy. I had to ask the question, though. What's the point? The true blessing and best part of internet dating for me is that you can be you. My friend informed me that he has several online personalities. On websites and chat rooms where he can just go in and do whatever and be whoever, he does. He says that it's for his own protection because you just don't know who's out there and what their motives are. And if you're willing to meet someone at 1 o'clock in the morning for the first time, chances are they aren't who they say they are either, and neither one of you are really looking for something long-term or substantial. On the other hand, for the sites that he's a paid member or a subscriber, he says that's when he makes the choice to be real. He takes it more seriously because he's paying for it. Now, this really made sense to him, so I left it alone. My point is, a misrepresentation of the truth is a lie. There are people that lie when it's easier to tell the truth. And the internet makes it easier to tell more people more lies at one time. Be aware and be cautious and just be you. The only thing that you have to lose in being yourself is people that aren't interested and don't deserve your time anyway.